Mexican family forced to pay cartel after government unable to solve kidnapping case. By Cartel Chronicles on July 27, 2024. In yet another resounding example of the Mexican government's inability to protect its citizens, a family in the border city of Reynosa, Tamaulipas, was forced to pay the Gulf Cartel approximately $40,000 for the release of their loved one. Government authorities could not help in the case, as relatives and activists were forced to plead to the dominant criminal organizations in the region to help. The case took place earlier this week in Reynosa when a group of gunmen kidnapped local school teacher Juan Manuel Lopez Salinas as he was parking his vehicle in his home. Relatives and activists claim that Lopez Salinas was an innocent victim and has no ties to organized crime. The case also comes at a time when the U.S. Department of State has issued warnings about a wave of kidnappings targeting U.S. citizens and residents who travel by bus in and out of Reynosa, Breitbart Texas reported. As Breitbart Texas reported, surveillance video captured the moment when Lopez's daughter ran after the gunman as they took her father by force. In the aftermath of the case, activist Delia Cuero issued a public plea to the two main criminal organizations operating in the region, asking them for help in the case and helping protect innocent victims. Gracias infinitas principalmente a los medios de comunicación. El maestro Juan Manuel López y fue liberado en Matamoros, y se encuentra con su familia. At Otsis and now at Zero Gametz Lapel Trandel Rio at Luis Cardenas MX at Beto Garcia 11 at Sergio Lapita at Mariela Rigby at Echos AM and Ms at C1003rpic.twitter.com/detl/OHAXW. Delia Quiroa, at Delia Quiroa, July 25, 2024. The gunmen took Lopez Salinas to Matamoros and had originally demanded 3 million pesos, $150,000, for his release. However, relatives were only able to come up with $40,000. After several pleas from the family and activists, the Gulf Cartel released the victim to the family. The involvement of activists appeared to have played a key role as the Tamaulipas government did not carry out any operations actions in trying to rescue Lopez Salinas. The kidnapping comes at a time when Mexican government officials continue to falsely claim that Tamaulipas has seen a dramatic decrease in crime. In reality, authorities are simply not documenting and investigating the cases. Two main factions of the Gulf Cartel have been waging a fierce turf war for control of lucrative drug and human trafficking routes into Texas. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinoza and J.C. Sanchez from Tamaulipas.